Hello, this is So Over Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. We've been away for a little bit, but we are here right now, and I'm joined with Lorenzo Ramon
What's going on, people?
and Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And this is I, me, Emmy Blaze. Okay, guys, so there's been so many events that it's kind of hard. It almost feels like wrestling's on every day or something for the last few like from like I think Friday. It was just like back to back different events. Saturday night main event, then you had Evolution, then you had Monday night Raw, and it's like, when do you have time to like be able to catch up with everything, especially with us like in our time zone where everything is a little bit back to front when we actually get to watch it, unless we stay up at silly o'clock every night and not sleep. So I don't know, that's been a dilemma for me. I don't know about you guys. I think Lorenzo, you've been a little bit away enjoying the sun rays, but I'm sure it's been hard you trying to catch up with everything, just having a little bit of a break for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was going to say this as well. Like, I mean, a lot of people say it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, which it really is, really, because at the same time you can produce all this content because there's so much shows happening. But at the same time, it's really hard to catch up with everything that's going on. And I am struggling, I must admit. But at the same time, we are being treated to different shows like across the day. And also AEW, if you're into all of that. So I can't really complain, but yeah, it is just.
Apparently, I don't know if you guys watched any of the AEW. I haven't had a chance to catch it, but it's on my list because there's just been so much to watch with WWE. But AEW, the last pay-per-view apparently was really amazing. It's really like a must-see for like all the times, all the years that you've been following AEW. There's some really good matches. It's really well paced. It's great storytelling. So I'm very excited about catching up with that, including the Toni Storm, and of course I think we touched on it before, the CEO Sasha Banks. What is she? Sasha Banks. I mean, she's not that now. She but
Mercedes Monet, get it right.
Mercedes Moné, get it right, Em. Yeah, like their few. I actually was really invested in the build up, so I'm excited to catch up on what happened. I've been sort of avoiding spoilers and stuff like that, and also with the men's matches as well. So there's so much, like it's so much. But anyways, let's talk about what we did watch. What were the things like? So okay, Saturday night main event. Should we go from there? Macho Martin, I think you were in the country still and still active on the wrestling game. What did you think of Saturday night main event?
Blimey, it feels like it's been a lifetime since I watched that.
Yeah.
So much has happened since then. It's like, oh my goodness, what?
I
I guess
saw some of that
the
well.
main part was
Oh, did you? Okay.
Some of
Gunther and Goldberg, right?
Yes.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it was. I'm not going to say I couldn't wait to see it or anything like that. I wasn't really that invested in the match,
Is
I
that
did
because you
feel
knew
like
who
it
would
was
win?
sorry.
Is that because you knew who would win, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
The main partly that and partly because, when he first came on the scene, it was like, well, who's this retiree? He's like limping down the aisle and you're like, come on guys, he's the WWE champion and you find, I know Goldberg's, is a legend in his own right, but I still think, time enough is enough sometimes with these heroes, these greats. I mean, it just looked like he was struggling really. And I felt, yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't gonna blow my mind sort of thing. So I guess that was a little bit of Saturday night main event, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of controversy about how it ended, isn't it? The like the segment.
Yeah, didn't his speech, right? They cut off his speech.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did, yeah.
Rumor has it that it was a Triple H call because he's never liked Goldberg. That's what I'm
Oh,
hearing.
really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh,
I don't know how true that is, just to
interesting.
clarify before. I mean, if you're listening to Triple H, I'm not saying you've done that.
Let's get make sure the legal don't come
Exactly.
after us.
Disclaimer, yeah. These are the opinions, yeah. Lorenzo Roman. Anyway. Yeah. Just to quickly speak on that as well, because I watched it while I was in Portugal. I actually thought it would be a squash match where it would be Gunther to win within 5 minutes. But Gunther was very given. And I'll never be amazingly impressed with a Goldberg match in 2025. So it was essentially what it was. He didn't completely embarrass himself, and that's basically, I guess what we can get really.
I guess that's it, really. That's all we can get from that. There were some other matches as well. Was it like Logan Paul?
Oh God, yeah, never.
That did actually make me laugh, though, to be honest, where he smashed up that drum kit. Was that the one? Or was that a, yeah.
I'm trying to get, I'm so confused with so
I
many of
know,
the
I've seen so
matches.
many programs, I'm
Is it
getting
Smack?
confused
Oh, I can't remember if that
between
was SmackDown or
the mix. Oh,
Saturday Night.
that was it. Who's Jelly Roll anyway? Who is Jelly Roll?
I
I
have
have no
no
idea.
idea. He's like a, like at first I know it's bad. Okay, this is probably going to sound bad, but do
That's
you,
bad.
I used to think that he was like, I got confused with him and Post Malone. That's
That's not
terrible because
bad. That's probably true.
no,
You
yeah,
touched
it might be Post Malone. We don't know
it.
that. We don't know that.
That's a good point. It does look like.
But yeah, I don't know who he is. I don't know. I don't know the plan of him and Logan Paul, and I can't say I care, to be honest with you.
The fact that he smashed up the drum kit, I've actually found quite amusing.
That was kind of fun.
But the match doesn't like get me excited or anything. It's like kind of like, well, really? Another one? You know, he's not even a wrestler. That's just like, well, I'm sure there's plenty of other people, you
What
know,
guy?
plenty of other good wrestlers out there that I'm sure would love the opportunity to, you know, step in the ring with old Drew and Mr. Orton, but you know, why this celebrity guy? What's, is that just a Netflix call or
Yeah, I
what?
think it's a new era. I think it's a TKO era of celebrities wrestling. I really do, honestly. I think this is the future as long as this partnership happens, just from what I see so far.
Yeah,
You're probably right.
could be the
I don't know
future.
if it's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest. For me, so far, it's not been a good thing. I've done nothing but moaning already tonight. But
Really?
well, you know, nothing's impressed me so far. But yeah, no, I just don't get it. It's not something I want to see. I don't know if there is any actual celebrities I do want to see get in a ring, really.
That's true. I agree with
Themselves.
you. Yeah. That I mean, honestly speaking, if we look at all the celebrities recently, I mean, Travis Scott, was anyone impressed with him, his performances so far this year?
Um, So, I Travis
didn't even know he
Scott.
was, to be honest.
Well, I think he was just like, is you know when you just need those moments because something happened obviously lately that we'll talk about later, where someone turned up and it was just like unexpected and it was kind of, you know, it was nostalgic and you know exciting and it, especially after a lull. So I think like whenever Travis Scott turned up. Probably not necessarily for our generation, but for like the younger generation, they would have been like, oh wow, oh my goodness, you know, like they would have blown their minds, right? So I get when you have to put in this sort of star quality or star power, right? So
Yeah, I
yeah,
get
maybe it's showing the age, maybe that's the thing.
I think so.
That's rude.
Well, I think that it's like all of us. Like I wasn't, you know, I didn't know that much about Travis Scott. I just know that he has a kid with a Kardashian. Do you know what I mean? Which is a big
That's
part of
not odd,
this
apparently.
generation.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, you know, you can marry him or date him, but you know, not everyone has kids with
Oh, do they not? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, as long, if the fans like it, then it is what it is, really. I won't complain. But if the fans are dead in the crowd, then it's a problem, personally.
Yeah. But okay, so we're totally confused about Evolution, not Evolution, about SmackDown and Saturday Night Main Event as to what happened. So shall we move on? Is there anything else?
Actually, well, Seth Rollins.
Was that on
I'm pretty
that
sure that was. Wasn't that
LA Night?
I'm sure that was. I
As
guess
in what?
LA Night, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yeah, because LA.
Wasn't that on Raw
Yeah.
recently? Was that actually Saturday night?
I think that was Saturday night,
Yeah,
because
because
I definitely wasn't
Evolution
put.
was just women.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure it was. I can't be going insane.
I
Am
think
I?
you're right. I think you are right.
Yeah, I think you are right. Yeah.
It is Seth. So, yeah, that is a big, very big deal.
Yeah.
Yay, I bet
No,
someone's celebrating.
I thought of
Well,
Lorenzo
wait,
Ramon.
can I just say something, please? Can I have the floor if you don't mind, yeah?
Take it away.
Okay. I never wish injury on any wrestler, yeah.
Yeah.
They are very, they're very gifted performers. They work hard, for the fans that they have, yeah. So I will never wish an injury on a performer. I might accidentally manifest it by just talking about how bad they are, but it's accidental, right? It's not on purpose, right? So, Seth Rollins, get well soon. You are actually good at your job in terms of athletic ability, anyway. But I will not take back anything I said because you were boring me. And when we get to Raw, I will further adapt to what I just said, but I'll leave it there for now.
Fair enough.
But get well soon. There you go.
I mean, obviously, it's always very sad. It's probably, as I said, like maybe you're in a way turning around and you're offering some sort of like, he could hear this and just be like, okay, this guy isn't giving me a hard time about being away. He's saying this is a good time for me to like recalibrate, let the fans miss me a little bit
Exactly.
and heal.
Exactly. Have I not been saying that for the last 5 months? The fans will miss you. We will probably miss you, maybe. But just go away for a bit. Rest. Look after your child. You have a loving wife and child at home. Rest. You're not needed for now. You will be needed to come in like later on, maybe January for Royal Rumble. But rest up. And yeah, that's it, really. That's it.
Linking up to that, I know it's jumping a couple of shows or whatever, but Bron Breakker, where he had to do that match where he had to like continuously fight
Yeah, I was going to get to that
five
actually.
contenders because obviously Seth, I presume it's due to Seth Rollins thing, sort of. But I kind of was hoping that he would win the championship, so Seth would have to fight him for it. On Money in the Bank. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Well, actually, did you want to say something, Emmy? I don't know.
No, I'd let you guys keep
Okay.
going. Yeah.
Well, since we're going there anyway, because I was going to get to there anyway when we got to Raw, but the whole thing I was saying with Seth Rollins is he is overshadowing Bron Breakker, right? He's overshadowing him by just having him be essentially a bodyguard. Even though he's having his good moments of spearing people through barricades and stuff, at the end of the day, you're a lackey for the guy that has the briefcase that didn't deserve it, in my opinion. Now that Seth Rollins is gone, you see Bron Breakker win 3 matches in a row, essentially looking like a star. He beat LA Knight, who beat Seth Rollins, yeah. He beat Jey Uso, former heavyweight champion, and who was the last? Who was the first person? Oh, he beat Penta, who was being pushed as one of the top faces in the company. So he looked like a complete and utter star in that, and that's from Seth Rollins not being there, which is my initial point. Bron Breakker should not be behind Seth Rollins. He should be an up and coming main eventer, and in my opinion, he looked like that on Raw. And that's
I do
yeah,
get what
pretty
you,
cool.
I do get where you're what you're saying because obviously, it was hard for me to even see that right until, events happen for a reason, right? So yeah, I think it was a good not a good move, but it was helpful to have. And I think to be honest, with all of the unfortunate injuries to wrestlers, and as I said, I also don't wish anything bad on anyone, and because I actually have an injury myself from sport right now, and it's not fun. Yeah, like I just think it's great to have for people to have opportunities, and it seems like there's been opportunities on the men's and the women's side from the injuries that have kind of unfortunately occurred. It's almost like, it's good for, it's kind of good for the space, people making space for people.
Yeah, maybe it's something they can learn from. Hopefully, if it turns out really well. In actual fact, you do have to give these up and coming stars space in order to flourish in different ways for different stories. Would be nice.
Definitely. To be honest, talking about that, obviously I won't segue too much from this, but I really enjoyed Evolution. I don't know why, I didn't expect to. I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was like, why they're overstacking all of the events, right? So I thought, why did they have all these events at the same time? Because it's hard to take in that it was happening. I didn't even understand exactly what it was, but because I haven't really watched it in the past, I know this isn't the first one, but I wasn't sure what it was, and I think I just really enjoyed it. I was like, I don't have any filler. There wasn't that much filler. I know there was like Becky Lynch and Lyra Vicaria and Bailey,
Villa.
and and I know that's usually, we complain about that. Set that kind of set, that kind of match, but I kind of I'll just say one thing. I enjoyed like Becky's reversal. I know that not everyone did. I kind of enjoyed it. I thought it was great. This was like, I
Noting
wasn't
that, I thought
expecting
it
it.
was actually, again, I totally agree with you. I actually found it the whole show entertaining from beginning to end, with the exception of one match.
Was that one?
But it's somebody's time. I believe it
Oh,
was Tiffy's time.
Tiffy time.
That was the only match that I did not sit there and watch in terms of like getting enjoyment out of it, like thinking, oh, I'm so excited to watch this. But no, she won again, sort of thing. No, I didn't like that match, but the rest of it was great. I don't think it stopped with entertainment. I was
No.
entertained all the way through.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But normally, like in the other ones, there's always like matches where you're like, meh, not really that fussed. But the Evolution was great. And yeah, hats off to it. And actually, I enjoyed it more than some of the main events throughout the year, to be honest.
Yeah, it was like
It
pretty.
wasn't like it was like, I feel like they didn't put as much effort into it. Because like it's all like budget and things like that, but it kind of like worked anyway,
Yeah.
and the crowds were a lot closer to the walkway, weren't they?
Yeah, the crowds were great. Yeah, because like even some of the women. Because sometimes I do worry about. I know it's weird, but I worry about some of the female wrestlers walking through, and someone's just going to put their hand somewhere. Do you know what I mean? As they walk by, like, oh, accidentally, I was just putting my hand out.
Oh yeah, of course you were. Right in that goodie spot, yeah, I'm sure.
I wonder if they get like, because I've never been ringside for that kind of for this sport event, but I have in others. But like, I wonder if they're kind of given a prep tour because like you're not allowed to touch or not allowed. I don't know, because I just don't trust the crowds. You saw that guy bottling John Cena,
Are they brave enough to
I
do
don't
that?
really know. Look, brave enough to do that, like
I don't know, like,
I
because I
think.
feel like they'll just get rushed, maybe. I don't know.
You think so?
There's still security.
What, in the on
So,
ringside sort of thing?
yeah, I'd imagine so. And even if they're not in uniform, I expect they're down there.
I hope so, yeah. But anyway, nothing's ever happened. I just thought because it was so close, I was a little bit apprehensive as some people were walking through. I loved the one of the reasons I loved it is because I'm still watching NXT, right? And I think the I think we can all agree that the women's roster on NXT is also just as good as the main event WWE roster, and then just mixing up those matches as well, like having or even just having it on screen, just having it on the same playing field. I just felt like that was so good, because like it's all, everything I would probably like to watch in wrestling as well. Like the women are taking it to a next level. And I really enjoyed seeing like JCJ JCJ on there, from NXT. Oh
fighting.
yeah, that she was really good actually. She's the athletic one, isn't she? Would you say she's athletic? Athletic?
Athletic, isn't it the one? Oh, maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
JCJ is the one from NXT that she took the title from Stephanie Vaquier.
Oh no, I was thinking of someone else.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of I think you're thinking of
The tag team that was the one that's the used to be. I think she used to be a cheerleader or something.
Is she? I think
Can't
she's an
remember.
Olymp I think she's a gymnast. She used to be a
Oh,
gymnast.
gymnast. Okay, yeah.
Sorry, it's the Sol Ruka. Is that what who you're thinking of?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so Sol Ruka is like one of my favorite wrestlers, basically. So I really enjoyed her being on on this show as well. And I just yeah, it was just great just having them on there. And it's like it just proves that they belong to on like a main roster or something where it's like with a big pay-per-view. It's unfortunate that I don't know why, you know, they were saying it was hard for them to sell out the venue or something like that. That, you know, there's
I
only
think it's down to promotion.
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was given a lot, like in terms of like the advertising and stuff, but maybe it wasn't just giving it as much reach because obviously it's a the women's only event or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe people are put off by that. I don't know. There's a certain crowd. I don't
Yeah,
really know,
it's a
but maybe it
certain
just wasn't
demographic that
up.
still
Yeah,
are fast.
demographically, maybe it wasn't publicized in the right places. It
Yeah.
depends on the ticket price as well.
What were you going to say, Lorenzo?
I know when I was in Portugal, I was just on Twitter and I did see a lot of people complaining about the promotion, as in the build to Evolution. But they were promoting, they were praising Evolution itself, but they were just saying that it could have been like promoted and, you know, booked better, essentially.
Yeah, I think so, especially booking it on the same weekend as the Saturday night main event. Not that much people care that much, but because obviously it's on, you know, it's getting a big push on the main roster. And then I think also some of the wrestlers, like, wouldn't Rhea Ripley say something like she doesn't understand why this event's going ahead or something? Did she say something like that? I could be wrong. I don't want to.
Yeah, no, you're right. She did say something like that. I don't know what the meaning behind it was. Maybe it's to do with like she feels that it's not an equal plane in a sense. Maybe still
Yeah.
show it over like, in terms of like, oh, this is just women's. They can't handle it to be with the men. Do you know what I mean, or something? Maybe in that sort of sense. I don't really know.
Is that fair though? Because I mean, she will main event this pay-per-view and then main event Raw and then probably main event SummerSlam. So is that fair for her to say? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm only guessing. I don't really know. I can't say, well, that's what she was on about, but I was only guess.
It was maybe it was also just maybe she was also not happy with how they've promoted it as well and
Was
what
she on it though, Evolution? What was she doing in Evolution?
she
Was she
was on
fighting just
Evolution.
die?
Yeah, she was on like the big reveal where with Io Sky.
Oh yeah, and my favorite character at the moment.
Oh yeah, are we gonna go there? Are we gonna go straight to the biggest news, the record breaking news of the night? The first ever black women's world title holder.
Brilliant. She really deserved it as well. I love her evil laugh. She cracks me up every time.
Apparently so. Well, she was the first ever to get money in the bank, they said. So I this is like statements that people have made, but she's like, you know,
Oh,
the first.
okay. Actually, she is. Isn't this title only a year old?
Yeah, like the heavyweight
Oh
title.
yeah. I was thinking Bianca Belair. I'm like, what? I'm just okay.
Oh
Okay.
yeah. I know
All
what you're trying to say, right? But
right.
you know, it's incredible and it's great. It's like amazing for her career. Like they actually, you know, have she's pushed herself
Oh,
because
she definitely did. I just saw some of the videos she made. They're bloody hilarious. Where she
yeah.
goes in and starts ripping up some of the merchandise because her face wasn't on it in one of the shops. She
Really?
like start yeah, she started ripping one of these shirts. I don't know if it was Jade's t-shirt or not or something, but she just went into one of the official merchandise stores and just started ripping one of their shirts off the shelf.
I mean, I think to be honest, like I know this is her character, but I think it was it, when I look for like you know, not that I go around looking for toys, but I do. I'm an adult that looks for toys, especially wrestling toys and figurines. I haven't really seen a lot of Naomi's stuff in the past on there, you know, even when she was Glow, you know. And it's a great step for them to sort of push that, you know. So
You know
it,
what?
her character ripping out, you know, going around in the merch stores and being like, "Where's my toy?"
Yeah, where's my t-shirt? That's what she was wearing. She said,
Yeah.
this
You
was
know what? I'd love
before she
one.
even won the championships. This is like when she had the money in a bet, she was running around the briefcase.
Yeah. What are you
You
gonna
know
say?
what? I don't want. I just don't want. Because I already saw her on Raw where she was getting cheers. And when a heel gets cheers, yeah, that is the start of them turning face. And
Oh,
I really,
really?
yeah, I don't want that. Because that's what happened to Tiffany. That's literally what happened to Tiffany. So, I'm not even a year ago, that 3 months ago. So, if she needs to stay a heel, she needs to get the fans to not cheer her because they will turn her quick. They will, I'm telling you.
That's sad. I
Yes.
really enjoyed
I
it
don't
though.
think that, I don't think she was quite good in the Raw segment where she was like, no. Like she was like, you know, you guys weren't cheering me before, you know, all that sort of stuff and
Yeah, that was quite
playing it
funny.
around and sort of. So she clearly wants to keep her character going and like keep going to the top with her development because it's all a development, isn't it? You make a character up, then you can develop it a bit more and make it more, you know, like kind of like, you know, Rhea Ripley, she was a different character from the beginning when she first started wrestling, obviously kind of more the same, but she's clearly really developed her character, which is a sort of a dark, you know, gothic character and stuff like that, and then sort of really been able to develop that. That's probably where the direction where Naomi would probably want to go in another way. Do you know what I mean? It's like you need to have the time to, like you said, be the heel and just play it through and just sort of see what other creative ideas you come up with. All the business comes up with.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I hate to break it to both of you. She's only keeping a title warm for the main attraction, which is Bianca Belair.
I mean, the thing is, people were starting to get fatigued with it, Bianca, as we remember. She was getting kind of booed. We
Not
were
me.
waiting for, you know, for quite a while, not now, but like she's come
Yeah.
back. I think people were quite happy to see her, you know, do the referee thing. But yeah, she's come back and then she's kind of given that space because otherwise she becomes like Seth Rollins, you know, where
No,
mean,
no.
you can say whatever, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of how people see it, as if she is just basically just always winning, and I think sometimes people get fatigued with that. They're just like, oh, you know, she's never gonna lose, you know, and then and that feels a bit fixed or something. So, and also we're talking about space, making space. She's making space, being injured with her fingers. Is it a finger? Two
Fingers.
fingers, injured, you know, for other people.
Right, let me not be a hypocrite. Fair enough. Fair enough. That is fair.
Yeah, and she will return. When she's ready, I think she's on the way to recovery, isn't she? So it looks like we'll get her competing. There's a few more belts now. I think they still need another belt for the women.
And I just say, yeah, you are right. I admit that you are right when it comes to Bianca Belair. But Rhea Ripley wins way more than Bianca Belair, and she's still allowed to main event, and no one is complaining.
That's
Why?
true. That's true.
True.
I mean,
Yeah.
that she's getting to the point where people are also were complaining, isn't it? That's why she hasn't really held a title right now. She doesn't have a title right now. She's just sort of a jobber in a way.
You think so?
Yeah, I
She's
think
probably
so.
main event in SummerSlam with Naomi, don't you think?
Yeah, she will be. I think they were saying, right?
Yeah,
So
it's a triple threat, isn't it?
oh yeah, that's what it is.
but you know, SummerSlam is basically they're acting like it, although it means completely nothing to I don't think it means as much to us to us as it does mean to the WWE that SummerSlam represents what it is. Me personally, it's around my birthday, but that's about it. Like, but I just feel like it's just a summer activity, right? It's just a summer show. So I just feel like I don't really care that much. It's just another big event. But for them, it's like they keep making a big deal about it. So I don't know what my point was. My point was, who cares?
Used to be my favorite pay-per-view back in the day, actually, SummerSlam.
Did it? Why?
Because a lot of big things used to happen at SummerSlam. I want to say John Cena versus CM Punk, that happened at SummerSlam, and then Kevin Nash came out of nowhere. Sorry, I've been a historian again, I know
That's
that.
all right. Please, indulge,
Yeah,
indulge,
Brock Lesnar.
indulge.
Brock Lesnar's first WWE title win happened at SummerSlam as well. I remember that he beat The Rock. What's it? Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart. But no, Undertaker and Bret Hart was special guest referee. That was 97. There was a lot of things that basically happened at SummerSlam that I really put like enjoyed, I would say. The recent SummerSlams maybe not as much, but yeah, I generally do enjoy SummerSlam for the most part.
Yeah, I think I'm also put off. Fair enough. There's some good key moments in there. You have anything for Whitey Jericho? Anything in your that happened at SummerSlam with him back in the day?
Jericho.
Yeah, I'm a Jer I was a Jerichoholic, so I need that nostalgia.
What happened in Jericho? No, I don't remember. I don't
No,
know.
that's probably why I don't care for SummerSlam, because if nothing happened with Jericho, who cares?
I think he's lost every SummerSlam match, honestly.
Oh, really?
I believe
Gosh.
so.
I need to like rewatch like that whole era of like brilliance and all of the stuff like the list and all that sort of thing. I need to rewatch it and just, revel in it. But I think the
Is
other
this
thing
where we
that's
advertise
about,
Netflix? Is
what's that?
this where we advertise Netflix? I'm joking.
Yeah, no. Well, not really. I'm not getting paid from this. We're not getting paid for this. So, well, Netflix, you can always endorse us, come
Yeah,
on.
not
Give us
really, I do.
some bucks, support this. And that goes for everyone else. Keep supporting our channel. We love doing this. Just keep supporting us so that we can still do it. The other thing I was going to say is the other reason why I'm not excited about SummerSlam. It's because they got a guest on it that I don't like, called Cardi B.
Oh, is that confirmed? Oh no.
Yeah,
I
Cardi
was going to
B
say,
has
I've
been
seen it
advertising
advertised.
this for the last year.
They've been advertising that for, like, as you said, for like last year, like every week on every show. And I haven't seen the advertisement actually since for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe it's not
Maybe
still
she's cancelled
happening. Maybe they saw some sense. Maybe it's Jenny. Or Taylor
Maybe.
Swift is coming instead. Not that I would think that was any better, but no shade. Just suddenly the subscribers drop off. The certain names you can't
Maybe they've
do.
replaced it with Jelly Bean.
Jelly bro, jelly.
Jelly bean. I
Oh,
know.
imagine, yeah, Cardi B gets her entrance like Travis Scott did at WrestleMania, where she can just knock down the aisle and just walk slow motion, has a title belt, and interferes in some random match. I don't know what match.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I think to be honest, it would probably be interest, but I don't know why, but yeah, I guess it would be of an interest. It'd be interesting, I guess. Culturally, like pop culture vibe. Cardi B, it'd be a big talking point. I know Randy Orton's very
Yep.
excited about Cardi
Yep.
B
Yep.
coming.
I was going to say that's one of his favorite artists, isn't it? Apparently.
I know. Like Randy Orton's always like, his wife better watch out.
Yeah, he likes the rappers
Randy's
there.
Randy about certain rap with female rappers, apparently. He loves hearing them in his ear.
Yeah, I bet. He likes Sexy Red too, doesn't
Oh,
he?
yeah. She might be back as well for SummerSlam. Sounds
We're
good.
getting a match. Well, actually, do you know what it is? What I said at the beginning of this podcast, actually, it's this era of celebrities. Cardi B is wrestling by the end of the year. I'm telling you
Yeah.
now. She's a wrestler. What, she might as well go with Logan
Have
Paul.
you seen Love and
Yes.
Hip Hop? She's definitely up for
Yep.
fighting. That's
Yeah.
partly why I don't really like her from
Oh,
that.
really?
So there you go. She doesn't mind being a heel. That's all I'm saying.
You're going to talk about Evolution. Wow, so good.
Evolution, yeah. So evolution, I think we touched on it earlier. One of the matches that I thought was like really fun was with Sol Ruka and Zarya and Charlotte Flair, who was in a team with
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss. And then you had Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez, who kept the titles, which was kind of like out of the two teams, I wanted them to win the least, and I felt like they weren't even really that much in the match, sort of thing. So it was just kind of like I even forgot they were in the match, to be honest. Raquel looked amazing; her outfit was top tier, hot. But everyone looked really great. It was just such a great match having all those, like, those are like probably some of the best wrestlers, female wrestlers. Well, I think with Alexa Bliss, they're best looking anyway. I don't know, maybe that's why, because you had like Charlotte Flair was great in it as well. People were not booing her anymore, they stopped booing Charlotte. They love her
She's
now.
got a bit of comedy and sense of humor with it at the moment.
Yeah. She looks amazing every time as well. I don't know what's happened with, she's had some good makeup or something. But whatever's going on, loving it.
Well, she got divorced, didn't she? Maybe she's in a better place now. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. It seems like she's a bit more relaxed. Oh yeah, it had Asuka. It also had Asuka.
Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah, and Kairi, so yeah, and that was so yeah, that was that that adds to what I was saying. It was like some of the best wrestlers, female wrestlers in one match, and the most exciting ones, or bravado vibe, good bravado, in one match. So that was one of the highlights for me, and I have other ones, but as I said, it was non-stop good stuff happening in that whole pay-per-view. So Lorenzo, if you haven't had a chance to properly go through it, I'd give it a go. It's good.
Well, it's funny because I was actually going to say that, would you? Because I noticed how you haven't really said who's won and lost. I mean, I kind of know anyway. But I know like Jade Cargill faced Naomi and there's other matches that happened. So I guess I can go into it because, you guys are talking about it like it was pretty good. I can go into it watching it like it's, brand new
Oh,
and
good.
hopefully, yeah. I will actually will watch it just to, see what all the wahala is about. Yeah.
I think it's just a combination of wrestlers and the different rosters mixing in one place, and then having all of the women on there, which, to be honest, sometimes for me, it's not just me being biased, being a woman. Those matches are just more entertaining, like, because they have a lot, the story's a bit better, and it's more athletic and more, there's a lot of high flying, or you know what I mean. It's just a bit more. I just think it's really good. Like, women's wrestling has really stepped up, and that's a good example that they can do a whole pay-per-view that's just focused on it, and it's probably one of the best ones of the year. So
High praise.
yeah, I guess, I don't know, you might watch it. I don't want to build it up and you're like,
It's fine. Don't worry. I never. No, I'll go in because at the same time we're not always going to like the same thing anyway. So I will go into it just, as a
yeah.
normal.
I think that's the positive thing for you, is you're going to see your favorite woman in it as well. So she turns up.
Okay, that's what he needs to say. That's all he needs to say.
I think she turns up. Yeah, I think that, like, there's been so many events, but I think what she, like, it just has the best of everything, really, for me.
So she turned up, but she didn't walk away with the titles. Disappointed immediately.
No, but I mean, having her as a referee, is, I think, just clearly they clearly enjoyed having her the other time as a referee, and she clearly enjoyed that as well. Like, even if she's injured, she can still be a part of things and do quite a bit, and she looked great as always.
You don't have to tell. You don't have to tell.
And all of them looked really great. Jade looked great. Naomi was looking great. It was great to see someone in a caution tape. Like, this caution tape with the fans, it's really taken off.
That's the
Like,
problem. That's the problem.
because anyone can get caution tape, can't they? You can just go get it and just make it into an outfit. Like, I hope her merch, because I haven't really seen the merch, but I hope the merch has actually got real caution tape on
I was
it.
going to say it's pretty cheap to buy, so it's not hard to make that merch, is it?
Effective. She's just starting this like kind of like what's it called, like a cult of people wearing caution tape.
Yeah, well, wasn't it the Lady Gaga thing first?
It was the Lady Gaga telephone video with Beyonce.
What you guys are saying is Lady Gaga versus Naomi at WrestleMania 41.
I think that would be amazing, kind of like Lady Gaga being like, "What are you doing taking my caution tape?" I think that would definitely, like, if Lady Gaga, if we got Cardi B, I think Lady Gaga would fit in to the wrestling main roster.
So, calling it now. You heard it first, Triple H.
Yeah, bring her in. She'd be a bit more. She'd be a bit more interesting to watch. She's definitely got that psychotic vibe, and she's already done the acting, hasn't she? Because she was in American Horror Story, so
Yeah.
I'm halfway there.
Can't be any worse than Jelly Roll, whoever that is.
Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean, yeah. I don't know. Post Malone, who is it? I don't know.
Oh no. Like, I feel bad, like, when I did think that, because I think I just, because of the tattoos on the face, like on the neck and all that. I don't know, not that that's and then it's like Post Malone sings a bit kind of like country stuff, doesn't he? Like, now he was sort of rapping. And it was sort of like, you weren't sure what genre he's in. And then now he's like doing the country thing. So Jelly Roll was doing the country thing, but he looks like he could be a rapper as well, right? So I don't know. That's why I got a bit confused. But apologies. That is very bad to even confuse them. But it's just, I wasn't sure who this person was, but people, clearly think he's a big deal in the US, so yeah. We have to be sensitive to that.
Do we?
Do we? Yeah, do
Yeah,
we?
do we? I think they well
Yeah,
like it is an American show at the end of the day.
fair enough. Fair enough. I don't have any questions as
But
well.
yeah, no, definitely worth checking out. Obviously, the results of, as we spoke about, with the Naomi match. So, and it was really great to see Blake Munroe sort of do a little bit of entertainment on the show. you're thinking, what kind of entertainment could she be doing?
Well, I was going to say, but I didn't want to, so.
Especially when you like the way they're pitching her as like kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, like Marilyn Monroe, but kind of boys.
I'll be watching that later tonight. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think somebody probably, people really got off on that. But anyway, without her doing much of entertainment in any sort of salacious way. but
Don't
either
get
way, as it is a female only event, I'm sure the sort of people that watch it are a mixed bag in what they're interested in. So I don't think WWE shies away from that. So anyways, let's get our minds out of the gutter. And anything else you guys wanted to talk about?
Not an
We have to
evolution.
list some more matches, you have to remind me.
Yeah. So I mean, you'd have to. There's quite a lot of matches on there. I think we've gone through the best ones. Or did we? I don't know.
What are you talking about evolution? Because I actually got it here in front of me. What, JC Jane and Jordynne Grace? I mean, is that?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the only ones we haven't really talked about is Tiffy and
Trish Stratus.
Trish
Yeah,
Stratus.
it was rubbish. It was
Stratus.
rubbish. You said it was rubbish.
Yeah.
It's just mundane, really. It's kind of like, the usual SmackDown, kind of like nothing new and nothing exciting, really.
Yeah, I mean,
The only thing I would say though is recently it looks like whatever her name is, Tiffy's makeup artist has actually got slightly better. But that was about it.
least there's some development.
yeah, worth mention. Tiffy's lipstick looks good, better than it did.
So can I ask then, who, like, was there a heel and a face in this match, or was it just like two girls just wrestling?
I think it was just
Yeah, just the
girl.
two. Why it wasn't entertaining?
Okay.
Yeah, two
Was
dots, blondes, sort of fighting
okay.
it out. I guess the person that would be more the heel would have been Tiffy, if anything. Because
I guess so. I don't really know, to be honest.
well, just because I felt like, the crowd, sort of, especially when the result happened. Obviously, I don't know if you want us to really, maybe you have that result in
I mean,
as
to be
well.
honest, there's no way somebody won this match. So, and the veteran, there's no way Trish has won this match.
No,
Yeah.
so Trish didn't win it.
Oh,
I think I
wait.
just
What? She didn't win? No, obviously.
Tiffy, I think I'm just fatigued with Tiffy being the champion. I don't believe it. Like when I'm watching it, I'm watching her match, and I'm just like, this is it doesn't like and it's like adding to this sort of facade that she's better than she is. It's like I just
Like
don't.
one trick pony as well.
What's that?
One trick pony.
Yeah, and it really is that, it's just annoying. It's just sort of like, please take that title off her. I mean, to be honest, is it a title that anyone should care about that much? Everyone, like, what's the title again she has?
I have no idea.
The Women's WWE Championship.
Oh, okay. But I guess if
That's
someone.
actually the prestigious one, I guess. The longest one, I think.
Right. I guess it's sort of like maybe she starts to devalue that now. And I feel like it's like the Intercontinental Championship, when Lyra had it. Was it Lyra? She had it for a bit and she devalued that as well. Now you got Becky with it and she's trying to add some value, but it's more like a comedy show really going on. it's just sort of some people just devalue the belt, unfortunately. And I feel like it was valuable when Tiffy first got it for a little bit, but her keeping it to me is devaluing the belt.
Yeah.
She's just another Chelsea Green.
It's just
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's. I don't even. Wait, was Nia Jax the champion before? Yeah, but she
Yes.
was a great champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of like, I know it's visual as well. So not visual, but there's a lot of things that go into why it's valuable. Because Nia Jax looks like she's hard to beat, although they make her look like that, she whatever the outcome of things
Oh
always.
yeah, talking about that. Sorry, go back to your original what you were saying, but we forgot to mention about the Rumble.
Oh yes, was that on Smack? Was that on SmackDown?
No, that was on the Evolution.
The Rumble.
There was a
Yeah.
Battle Royale world title shot at Clash in Paris. That's what I'm reading here. So.
Oh, okay, but it was with certain people, but they were kind of like not, they weren't like
There was a
kind
lot
of
of
their low
NXT
card.
in there, wasn't there, as well?
What's that?
And he had, was it Lash Le Legend?
Lash Legend. Oh
Oh,
yeah.
wow. Well, what happened to her, actually? What the hell? I thought she would be on the main roster by now. I just realized.
Well, I
Wow.
guess this is as close as it gets, right?
She was great in it, actually.
Yeah. I kind of didn't remember it, which is bad.
I thought it was really entertaining. I thought I really enjoyed that kind of like a rumble type of thing.
Yeah.
And what I enjoyed about it as well is the fact that it was a lot of NXT
Yes.
wrestlers involved in that. I think it was like near enough, probably on par, if not, equal amount, which was nice.
I guess maybe
Gave a lot of people opportunities as well and shined as well.
I guess it just is kind of like you're just getting to see these other people in the same space.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. Anyway, we can go back to what you were saying. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. I can't even remember what it was, but to be honest, you're right. I sorry, it's just because there's so much that happened on that event that it was kind of like that was probably really good because yeah, I can't remember. It was like BFAB was in it as well, right? BFAB,
Yeah,
Celine
annoyed Jack did
Baker.
unusual and got about five people
Okay, that's the big show rule. That's what they call it.
Yeah, it's very colorful in there. I mean, in terms of the hair color, all these
Yeah.
blues and pinks and flying all over the place. And interesting new characters, right? Which you just don't get to see enough of.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. But when it came to the last two, I was really vouching for the one that didn't win it.
Okay.
Just to let you
And
know.
Nikki Bella was in that,
Oh, okay.
right?
Who? Yeah.
Why is
Yeah.
everyone like, oh yeah, what's wrong with
No,
Bella?
I'll be honest. I'm not a big Nikki Bella fan. And when she came back on the Rumble, and I'll say it again, I keep saying this. The push-ups she tried to do were too embarrassing for me to even watch. I said, you cannot
Maybe
be ready for
she didn't attempt it this time, so that's the main point.
Yeah. I saw her in Raw as well. I said, please don't win. And then she won. So.
Yeah, I mean, she's making her mark, and I think it helps that there's space in the roster when you've got people like Liv Morgan off as well. Do you know what I mean? Not in a bad way, but.
Yeah, but Nia Jax done an amazing impression of her intro on the ring, didn't she?
Of who?
Of Bella, whatever her name is.
Oh
Yeah, Jax did her own version. She was hilarious.
yeah. She's a
She
comic, she is.
knows her role. I love that.
Know your role. She is a gro is she Rock's cousin as well?
I this all convoluted. I ain't gonna lie. I don't
She's
know.
someone related to Blake's
Distant
fam.
cousin. Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear about
No.
some was it Drew McIntyre saying that if your name's Far too, then you'll
Oh.
probably get far in the business?
I mean, it's probably right, honestly. Just, I mean, just look at it. There's too many to count. You brought this up last week, didn't we? It's just too many. They might as well create a Samoan Wrestling Federation.
It probably is right.
It should be a Samoan Evolution, actually. Why not?
Well,
Let's
yeah,
just
getting
Samoans.
more people is, and it gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, I did miss that, and I'm enjoying Julia as well. She had one of the best matches in. I can't remember when it was. It was the last pay-per-view before this one, and I was well, I think yeah, I was very happy with. With her, I think she's interesting. Yeah. And I think is it Izzy Dame? Izzy Dame, she's from NXT. I think is her name's Izzy. Could be getting it wrong, but she's interesting as a character. She's like a heel type. But anyways, what about what happened on Raw? The outcome at the end, because that was pretty exciting, I think. That woke us all up. Do you think so?
Yeah, so I'll just say just two things. I don't want anyone to ever compare Seth Rollins to Roman Reigns, like ever. Obviously, wrestling wise, yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins is obviously athletic, all of that. But he will never be a true star like Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns just comes in, the place goes wild. He doesn't even have to do too much. And some people call that boring. That's fine. But when you look at the crowd reactions alone, it tells you what you need to know. And that's what I'm going to say. He makes the show more exciting just by being there. And now we're all interested to see what he's going to do. Seth Rollins bores the crowd to death, really and truly. The only thing I'm worried about now is like, what is the match is going to be? Because, what, is he just going to fight Braun Breaker? Is that all that's going to happen? Because what we have,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't
Oh.
mind that, by the way. I like both guys, so I don't mind that. It will just make Braun Breaker look that much better. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I enjoyed the end. I was getting kind of bored. But Yeah, man, I'm a Roman Reigns guy, so I always, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good example of someone going away, coming back, and people miss him, and people loved him anyway whenever he's on. But I think people have been calling, having a call back for ages now. We just wondered what happened after. Was it WrestleMania? No, was it WrestleMania? When did the betrayal happen?
No, Raw after WrestleMania was the last time we saw him.
Yeah, the betrayal of all Heyman,
Heyman.
which was a long time coming.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it was pretty impactful. It's exciting, I think. I
Actually, sorry, go ahead.
go on.
No, I was just gonna say, I just le I leaped up. I'll be
You
honest with you.
leaped up.
Okay, let me. I didn't leap up. I got off my bed because I was actually ready to sleep. And
Yeah.
then when I heard the music, I said, oh, okay, it's showtime. Yeah. So those are the things I like about wrestling when someone can make me do that, you know?
I think it was because it was just so like the usual kind of thing, and then you had something like that where I really didn't place him to be on the show today,
Exactly. Yeah.
on Monday. So I feel like, yeah, like I was a bit kind of like, oh wow, okay, this is interesting. Shakes things up a bit, because it. I think maybe it's because Seth is gone. Maybe that's why. I mean, he was scheduled to come back at in SummerSlam. Was that right?
I believe so, yeah. And
Yeah.
we'll probably get Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns part 10. But I'm glad we're not getting that because they face each other too many times alone. So I'm a happy guy. Like at the end of the day, Roman Reigns is
Yeah.
back. Braun Breaker looks like a star. You might get Roman Reigns versus Braun Breaker. I don't even care if he wins that match because whoever wins it is gonna, well, Braun Breaker can lose that match to look like a star. And then who knows what's going on with the briefcase? Like, so there's just a lot of things going on that I'm actually very intrigued by now that Seth Rollins is not there. By the way, Seth Rollins get Raw soon, just to clarify, get Raw soon. But yeah, that's all I gotta say.
I am slightly resentful when Paul Heyman said, oh, he's a Steiner or something like that. I didn't like the obvious nepotism. I know it's always there, but I hated when he just said that. I was just like, oh. So,
20 minutes to go away, honestly.
what's that?
Heyman needs to go away. He's actually not needed. I'll be completely honest. He's not needed. He's actually
But
pretty boring. Like, I know he's the greatest manager of all time, quote unquote. I don't think that personally. But he's actually, if you just listen to what he's saying, he's boring. Like, he's not entertaining anymore. When he was with Roman Reigns, he was entertaining because he was a weasel. He was like praying to him and stuff like that. That's funny. That's funny stuff. Now he's just talking and grumpy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like it's sort of like now he's gone like de-escalated in like people's opinion of like, he's a lesser man now because he's bit this group of people that to me are like not as haven't built up enough of a repertoire for
Okay.
me to take them seriously. So like him managing them is just sort of also devalued him.
Worst faction of all time.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just I don't know if it's of all time, but it's definitely not great. If
Yeah,
you
not full time. But it's not good.
like.
Not good.
But Martin, any comments?
I don't know, Solo's faction is not much better either, is it?
It's really not that. Solo's faction is a sitcom to me. That's the thing. Like, I don't know what's going on. I think they're just purposely just making sure Samoans appear every week so they can just find it funny. Like, it's just, okay, that's funny now. I don't really know. I don't know if I'm supposed to take it seriously. So I don't even know to take Solo seriously or not because he keeps making funny faces and stuff as well. I don't know what kind of character he is anymore.
No, crazy. There was even a comment on social media. I don't know if it was a true one, but Drew said, "If you want to be successful or something, just change your last name to Fatu."
Yeah, that's what Emmy said.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, but then is he also talking about Naomi? Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
she,
true. Yeah, no.
absolutely,
That's a good point, but she's not using that name.
That's true. I thought
She's
that
got
was a
them on
bit
her own
like,
steam, I would say.
yeah, I think so. She's been in the game for a long time. They met at in wrestling and then
Yeah,
talked
that's
in.
one thing I wanted to say as well. So it's cut you off at me, just because I remember when Naomi started. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you remember the Funkadactyls?
I don't know.
Basically, she was a cheerleader for this big guy that used to come into the ring and dance, and she was a background dancer. That's how she got into like WWE. Basically, she was just a cheerleader essentially. So
A
just to
massive
see her.
turn.
Yeah, just go on YouTube and search Funkadactyls, and then you'll see her in the background dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, so to go from that to what she is now is actually pretty impressive. So I will say that.
Yeah, but I guess a lot of people started off as like sort of
Absolutely.
divas stuff.
Yeah, like when LA Knight was in the background of Triple H's exercise video.
Yeah, that is true.
Amazing. All right, guys. I think we're going to be out of time in a minute. Is there anything else, or forever hold your peace?
I just look forward to the build, SummerSlam. That's everything.
Okay. Well, same. I'm in. Well, I feel like you've hyped it up a little bit more for me, so I feel a bit more interested in SummerSlam. Maybe even interested in Cardi B wrestling. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, great to talk about this again. Let's talk about the next week. And yeah, like thank you for tuning in, and please subscribe, like, and share with your friends that love wrestling, because we do and we like talking about it. Okay. All right. Okay, bye guys.
Yeah.
Later.